This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man, so the faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Well, Barack Hussein Obama, the outgoing president, what are we talking about, 4 days now? Yeah, 4 days now, gave his last interview on 60 Minutes last night. Now, I did not know this, but I have found out that Mr. Obama has been on 60 Minutes more than any other president in history, a record 18 times Mr. Obama's been on 60 Minutes. 18 times. That's amazing. In the last 8 years, he's been on there 18 times. A little much, no? Anyway, we put together this little montage of Steve Croft and Barack Obama. Apparently, it's always Steve Croft who interviews him, or for the most part.
Steve. Mr. President.
Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you. So here we are.
Here we are.
We went to Illinois nearly 2 years ago to do a story on a young, charismatic senator named Barack Obama.
We have a new CBS poll, and I'll give you the news that's good for you first.
This is very improbable. This is not an interview I ever expected to be doing. But I understand, Mr. President, this was your idea. Why did you want to do this together, a joint interview? How would you characterize your relationship right now? I'm going to spare you reading some of the things that you said about each other during that. What about the spouses? Is that an impertinent question?
Did you ever doubt it was going to happen?
Of course.
When?
Well, let's see. About a year ago, we were down 30 in Iowa.
People like you. They respect you. They think that you're working hard. There have been moments when you've said, "What did I get myself into?" Where do you get all this confidence?
When was the first moment that it began to sink in that you were President of the United States?
That they think that you lost your mojo, that you lost your...
I'm sure that drives you crazy.
Was it love at first sight?
No.
So have you gotten into a routine?
I have.
How are you finding the job?
It's exhilarating.
How many decisions do you have to make a day?
Can't count them.
You didn't have one of these when you were a kid.
I sure did not. I thought we were going to get like 2 points.
Your approval rating is 4 times higher than the Congress.
It's a low bar.
You gotten lost in here yet?
I have, repeatedly.
I think that the country deeply appreciates the fact that you have not spoken clearly, I think, probably what's on your mind in relation to
it. Like... Hey, time out a second. I've got to defend my bowling honor here.
Are you? I mean, why do you think you would be a good
person? Well, I was going to get to that.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Thank you.
And there you have it, the president and Steve Croft on 60 Minutes. So I want to actually get to the interview last night. Steve Croft asked, and again, what about the softball questions? What's your favorite ice cream? Do you like puppies? here is Steve Croft asking him about what is Obama on his favorite memory. Listen.
You go to Wall Street, make a lot of money.
I'm not going to Wall Street. The amount of time that I'll be investing in issues is going to be high, but it'll be necessarily in a different capacity.
Roosevelt's remembered for Social Security. Eisenhower is remembered for the speech about the military-industrial complex. 10 years from now, what are they going to say about you? What are they going to remember you for?
You know, I don't think you know now. I think you're not going to know until 10 years from now. I do think that, you know, saving the economy was a pretty big deal. We did a lot of stuff early that ended up having an impact. I believe that the work we've done in moving our energy future in a cleaner direction is going to stick, even if some of the individual steps that we took are reversed by future administrations. I think that it's embedded itself in the economy. And we've been able to organize the international community around it in ways that aren't going to go back. I think we've set the bar with respect to the notion that it is possible to provide health care for people. Now, I know that the incoming Congress and administration talks about repealing it, but we've set a bar that shows that this can be done. And that core principle is one that the majority of Americans, including supporters of Donald Trump, believe in.
What are your memories of this office? What's going to stick in your mind? What are you going to remember from here?
Well, I think the number of decisions that you make just with your advisors sitting here, we've had some big powwows around, is the banking system about to collapse?
I think it's time that we really acknowledge that the Barack Obama presidency has been a failure. Regardless of what we have been told by the media, what exactly did Barack Obama accomplish? I mean, if you think about it, what is it? I mean, he always talks about saving the economy, for instance. We hear this over and over again. Well, you know, he saved the economy from going over the brink. He has saved the economy from depression. How do we know that? I mean, honestly, how do we know that? We don't know that. We have no idea. I mean, what exactly did he do? ACA? Or what's known as Obamacare? Which is in a death spiral now? That is about to be repealed and replaced? And whether it's repealed and replaced, regardless of whether that happens, it's imploding. So the question is, do you save it or do you allow it to just implode? Because it's going to happen either way. The best thing would be for the Republicans to actually have a system in place to replace it, correct? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Color me your color, baby. Color me your car. Color me your color, darling. I know who. Edward Woodson Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back. 877-317-6432 is the number here. How many times have we heard from Mr. Obama this? I know you've heard this before. By almost every measure, the country is significantly better off. By almost every measure. He always says that. Is it? This is from last night's interview with Steve Croft on 60 Minutes. Listen.
Our push to the extremes by their voter bases. I did not expect, particularly in the midst of crisis, just how severe that partisanship would be.
You came into this office trying to unify the country. You said that many times during the campaign. You wanted to bring people together. You wanted to change Washington.
Yeah.
You talked about transformative change.
Yeah.
And you became the focal point for some of the division.
I became a lightning rod for some partisan battles. I could not be prouder of the track record we've put together. By almost every measure, the country is significantly better off than when I came in. If you can look back and say the economy.
Oh, yeah. By almost every measure, it's better. Right? He always says that. But is it really? Listen.
It's better. Our security is better. The environment's better. Our kids' education's better. If you can say that you've made things better, then considering all the challenges out there, you should feel good. But I'm the first to acknowledge that I did not crack the code in terms of reducing this partisan fever.
You didn't change Washington.
You know, I changed those things that were in my direct control. I mean, look, I'm proud of the fact that with 2 weeks to go, we're probably the first administration in modern history that hasn't had a major scandal in the White House. In that sense,
he is delusional. He is literally delusional, this man. Never had a scandal in the White House. Benghazi, Fast and Furious, to name just a few. Really? Never had any scandal. We've got the lowest labor participation rate since 1977. We've got the first president since Herbert Hoover to have less than 3% growth for 8 years. By almost every measure, it's not better off. It's worse off. In fact, there's a piece today in the New York Post. Actually, this was yesterday, written by Kyle Smith. And he says, it's time to face facts. Obama's presidency was a failure. He goes on to write, the closing arguments for the Obama years are arriving, and they aren't helping the outgoing presidency. A case in point is a new book published this week, one that acknowledges Obama's supporters have experienced his presidency as a continuous disappointment. Those supporters and others must have noticed that for most of Obama's term, wage gains were largely confined to the rich, or that the administration's planning in Libya clearly failed Benghazi, or the outcome of his Syria policy was disastrous. In fact, I would argue that his foreign policy has been an abject failure. The Russian reset had that work out. The pulling out of Iraq, how'd that work out? Libya, the overthrow of Gaddafi, how'd that work out? Let's not forget Egypt. Really? The Affordable Care Act is a nightmare. Even many of President Obama's proudest achievements look about as enduring as April snow. If there was a single aspect of Obama's legacy most vulnerable to reversal, it is his achievements on climate change, the book says. And Obama's regulatory offensive is, of course, vulnerable to reversal by Donald Trump or the Supreme Court since it rested upon executive action. The longest chapter is titled The Inevitability of Disappointment in this book. Yet the title of the book contained these quotations is Audacity. How Barack Obama defied his critics and created a legacy that will prevail by New York Magazine communist and lefty firebrand Jonathan Chiat. Sustained coherence seems to elude the author. On page 99, we hear about those overblown and even false claims that the new law, Obamacare, was raising premiums. But three pages later, we learn big insurers like Aetna pulled out of the exchanges, reducing options. And insurers in most markets raise their premiums. Republican opposition, which boils down to wariness of new spending while Obama is racking up more debt than the previous 43 presidents combined, doesn't earn a rational counter-argument. No, the GOP simply means rage, Republican terror. Chiat writes, is berserk with a fierce and even crazier tone. The reality is that race relations that were stable before are now probably the worst they've ever been. The fact that during most recessions, in fact, one of the deepest recessions, the 81-82 recession, was followed by one of the biggest rebounds in history. But this one wasn't. So when Mr. Obama talks about how he saved the economy and it's substantially better, how so, Mr. Obama? How so? I mean, think about it. What the hell are you talking about when you say this? Because nothing could be further from the truth. This president has basically sucked. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show.
You need cooling, baby. I'm not cooling. I'm gonna take you back to cooling. Way down inside, honey, you need it.
Welcome back to the show. Well, talk radio hosts and bloggers may benefit from the White House press move. That's right. The Trump team has proposed a new venue which may allow more to ask questions. And it looks like they are considering this. But, of course, the media is freaked out about it because they don't want to allow more access to other people like myself. So there's an article in The Guardian about this today. Talk radio hosts and bloggers could be given greater access to official White House press briefing once the Trump administration takes office under a highly irregular proposal being floated that may also remove briefings from the West Wing. Trump's pick for White House press secretary, Sean Spicer, said on Sunday that due to the off-the-chart interest in the new administration, the president-elect was considering moving briefings from the James S. Brady Press Briefing Room, which has been used by presidents to address the media since 1970, to a venue with greater capacity. There's a lot of talk radio and bloggers and people that can't fit in right now, said Sean Spicer, and maybe don't have a permanency because they're not part of the Washington elite media. But to allow them an opportunity to ask the press secretary, the president, a question is a positive thing. It's more democratic. This is awesome, if you think about it. Because this is exactly what the Democrats and what Mr. Obama doesn't want. In fact, he made a reference specifically to talk radio. And that talk radio, in fact, has contributed to undermine the American democracy. Listen. The president blames.
I want to go back just briefly on this, but I think, look, this last election you had the political system, Well, first of all, people elected somebody who went around saying that the system was rigged.
Yeah.
You had two of the most unpopular presidential candidates selected by the two parties in history.
Yeah.
Doesn't that say something's wrong? Something serious is wrong?
It indicates that there is a lot of cynicism out there. It indicates that the corrosive nature of everything from talk radio to...
Talk radio, there it is. It's because of talk radio and the cynicism. You see what he's saying? But read between the lines. What he's saying is that we can't control the message anymore. We're screwed.
Fake news to negative advertising has made people lack confidence in a lot of our existing institutions.
All right, let me stop there. What he's acknowledging is that, people don't believe mainstream media anymore, and that's a problem because we can't get our message out. We can't lie to people like we used to be able to. Oh, no. That's what he's saying. See, they're pissed about talk radio and bloggers and new media, alternative media, which, of course, they have all put in one deplorable basket of alt-right media, but it's all alternative media, and that's what they don't like. Listen.
I think it indicates, at least on the Democratic side, that we've got more work to do to strengthen our grassroots networks. In some ways, the Democratic Party hadn't constructed itself to get that message out to the places it needed to get to.
I.e., they're old and tired, and it's the Republicans that have had the cutting-edge new media, not the Democrat Party. So, they're pissed about that. Make no mistake, they're pissed.
The Tea Party I have huge disagreements with, obviously. But I give them credit for having activated themselves. And they made a difference in terms of moving the Republican Party and in terms of moving the country in a particular direction. It's a direction I disagreed with, but it showed that, in fact, you get involved if your voice is heard. It has an impact.
Do you feel the same way?
Oh, interesting. Interesting, because he's acknowledging that what happened with the Republican Party, I think, needs to happen with the Democrat Party. And I've said this for a while now, that what happened... I mean, you had inklings of this, right, with Bernie Sanders. And if you think about it, and I've said this for a long time, the base of the Republican Party hates the Republican Party. And so that's why with Donald Trump, they saw that he was challenging the norms, challenging the establishment of the Republican Party, and it was really a revolution when you think about it. The same cannot be said of the Democrat Party. Maybe they're one election cycle away from that happening, but they weren't allowed to because, of course, the powers that be within the Democrat Party had decided that it was, in fact, Hillary Clinton's turn, that she deserved it, that they were going to coronate her, that she was going to be the standard bearer for the Democrat Party going forward. And it was clearly a monumental miscalculation, because the base of the Democrat Party also hates the Democrat Party. But not so much with as much verm and vigor as the base of the Republican Party. And so the question has to be asked on the Democrat side. Look, where do we go from here? You've got no one waiting in the wings. I mean, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, I mean, really? I mean, there will be someone that may emerge. And just like, look, I had said to people, this was a couple years ago, when people were telling me that, what were the, you know, I get people all the time asking me what my opinion is. And people were asking me about who I felt was going to emerge. And I said at the time, I remember saying this very clearly, look, Jeb Bush does not represent the Republican Party. And people were looked at me like aghast, like, oh, my God, what are you talking about? I mean, he's going to be the next nominee. And I told everyone, no, he's not. And I don't know who that person will be, but someone will emerge. Because I could see the issues emerging. The issues, in fact, the issues emerged before Donald Trump. This dissatisfaction with the establishment of the Republican Party. The fact that I think people were ready for an outsider. Look, Donald Trump, when you think about it, Donald Trump's been around forever and he's been threatening to run for president since like 2000. But nobody ever took him seriously and the timing wasn't right. But it was perfect this time around. And I would argue that was because of Barack Obama. I don't think that you would have had Barack Obama but for George W. Bush, and I don't think you would have Trump but for Obama. George W. Bush gives birth to Obama, and Obama gives birth to Donald J. Trump. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
In a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you are a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. This is one of the funniest things I've seen all weekend. Okay? And that was the announcement that, first of all, let me just set this up. The media started freaking out. Because there were discussions that instead of having the press briefings in the briefing room in the West Wing, that they would move the press briefings to the executive office building, which is basically next door to the White House. I mean, it's part of the White House. Technically, but really not, because it's right next door to the White House. Okay, now everyone started freaking out about this over the weekend. Well, he's going to try to limit our access, because the White House press room, the briefing room, is very small. It's tiny. It looks really big on TV, but it's tiny. I mean, when you see it up close, it's a tiny room. As is a lot of the rooms that you see. There's always everything looks bigger on TV. Just to give you, like, for instance, the Oval Office is tiny. I've been in the Oval Office, tiny. The briefing room is tiny. So there's been talk that the Trump administration wants to allow more press in, right? And as I told you in the last segment, they're thinking about bringing in talk radio hosts like myself, bloggers. More people, more press access, because right now it holds about 49 seats right now. So they want to expand it to like 200 to 400. Now, Brian Seltzer, little Brian Seltzer over at CNN, was aghast. Because according to him, the administration is trying to bring in pro-Trump journalists as opposed to objective ones. From CNN! Yes, you can't make this stuff up. Anyway, I want to play this for you. This is
even if the White House yesterday. Press can stay in the West Wing, journalists are concerned.
Journalists are concerned
about transparency with the incoming White House. As Washington Post columnist Margaret Sullivan wrote, quote, journalists are in the fight for their lives, and they're going to have to be better than before, than ever before, just to do their jobs. CNN senior media correspondent and host of Reliable Sources, Brian Stelter, joins us with more on this. So, do you believe Sean Spicer?
So that is the big debate among the White House Correspondents Association now. I spoke with both Spicer and the other side, the head of the association last night, Jeff Mason. These two men had a two-hour-long meeting yesterday because this Esquire story started all this over the weekend. An Esquire story saying the press could be evicted from the White House altogether. Sean Spicer saying, no, that's not true. But as he confirmed there in the interview this morning, he is thinking about moving the briefings to a bigger room, a more spacious room where there could be more journalists. Two things about that stand out. Number one, there's nothing like the briefing room in the West Wing. 49 seats, room for some more people in the back, steps from the Oval Office. There's something special about that and the access and the symbolism it all represents. Number two, if the Trump administration is going to try to bring in more friendly voices to these briefings, try to stack the room with really clearly pro-Trump journalists as opposed to objective journalists like people...
As opposed to objective journalists like, you know, us.
CNN, then that could be troubling. And then the broader issue here, Carol, is there's a concern about a slippery slope. This is what White House correspondents are saying privately. They're worried that, okay, today it's about moving the briefing room, but next year it might be moving the workspace out of the West Wing. You know, CNN has that tiny little booth in the basement of the West Wing where the pool used to be, where we can work during the day. Fox and all the other news outlets have that as well. So the concern is right now it's about the briefings, but could there be a slippery slope here where Spicer and Trump try to take away more access over time?
Well, it certainly appears that Mr. Trump wants to control the message when it comes to about him. Not
and keep
only
us on our toes, right?
Keep
That's
us,
what a lot of this is
toes,
about,
right?
Is to keep journalists sort of on their edge, on their backs, and seem to be in control.
Well, and he's not shy about speaking out against things that he doesn't agree with or doesn't like, as he did with SNL again.
SNL. So,
So you see, they're concerned that, you know, Trump is going to try to limit press. No. They actually want to bring in more voices. No, what they're concerned about is that they have had a virtual monopoly on messaging. And they've been able to control the messaging. And the reality is they're not objective journalists. They are part of this journalistic class that is all in to try to destroy the presidency. You've seen it, how they've been pushing out this story that Trump is illegitimate. Trump is illegitimate. And now the concern is that, oh no. You mean there's going to be other voices besides our own? That's what they're concerned about. That their long-standing monopoly on information is about to come to an end. I said it to you the other day, that when Trump got up there, and again, the day you should mark in your calendars, the day it happened, January 11th, wonderful press conference when Donald Trump comes out and says that CNN's fake news. Understand what's going on here. The media is freaking out because they aren't going to have a monopoly on messaging now. That there are going to be other voices now. That the Trump administration is going to call on other voices. Other news outlets, talk radio hosts. Oh, no. Because I guess, you know, we're not real news. We're fake news, according to CNN. According to CNN, CNN is the only arbiter of truth. CNN is objective journalism. And you see, we're not. No. If it wasn't for talk radio, and if it wasn't for these other media sources, alternative media sources, then they would monopolize the messaging and they would continue to do what they've always done, which is a lie and serve as a propaganda tool. So, oh no, now you're going to have competition. And competition is good. And now you're not going to have a monopoly on messaging. Oh no. But that's a good thing. This isn't a bad thing. This is a good thing. But they don't view it that way. No. No. They're freaking out. And they're going to continue to freak out. Because they've been exposed now. They've been exposed now. Media has now been exposed. Oh no. Oh no. We can't have that. We've got to have the CNN. Objective journalists like those at CNN cover the White House. God forbid. We can't have people like Matt Drudge. We can't have people like Edward Woodson. No. All right, I'm out of time for the day, but check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. Also, like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.